We are reading today from the third canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 25, text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Satang prasangan mama virya samvido.
Satang prasangan mama virya samvido.
Avanti kritana rasayana kata.
Avanti kritana rasayana kata.
Tasyo shanadashva pavaga vartmani.
Tasyo shanadashva pavaga vartmani.
Shradharati bhakti anukrameshyati.
Shradharati bhakti anukrameshyati.
Satang prasangan mama virya samvido.
Satang prasangan mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata.
Bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata.
Tachyo shanada shvapa varga vartmani.
Tachyo shanada shvapa varga vartmani.
Shradharati bhakti anukrameshyati.
Shradharati bhakti anukrameshyati.
Yes, please, someone else.
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kata. Satang of pure devotees. Prasangat through the association. Mama, my virya, wonderful activities. Samvidaha, by discussion. bhavanti, become rit to the heart. Kana to the ear. Vasayana pleasing. Kataha the stories. Tat of that. Yoshanat by cultivation. Ashu quickly. Apavaga of liberation. Vatmani on the path. Shraddha firm faith. Ratihi attraction. Bhaktihi of devotion. Anukramishyati will follow in order. Here comes the translation. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. And thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Purport. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is very difficult in subject matter. And unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there's no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. So it's interesting. Not even by reading can a non-devotee understand. They think, these people, that these activities are fictional. What is it? Fictional. Manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. I read this last sentence again to you so that you can listen to it with concentration. I also must admit to you my concentration wandered off, so I want to read it again. Please listen. The devotee who makes this association, means the association with the devotees, with other devotees, develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. I find this last sentence a very good illustration to something which Ramanujacharya said. If you want to know what is the essence of Ramanujacharya's whole teaching, it is this. He says, when nothing else works for you to make advancement in spiritual life, then you should just go and sit in the association of devotees and you will become perfect. Just imagine, you have tried so many sadhanas, you have tried this and that, mind and sense control, nothing worked for you. Then you just go and sit in the association of devotees and you will become perfect. I think he means, if you don't you know, walk out after some time, remain sitting, better sit here, remain here, no, don't go anywhere else, you will become perfect. And here Prabhupada seems to, I just think it's a, I was thinking, why is this so? And here Prabhupada says, the devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. You know, when you sit with devotee, you will say, I will do service for Krishna. Or you run away. You have two possibilities. If you remain sitting, you become inspired. I want to be like these people. And then you get what is called Krishna Mati. Mati means an inclination to serve Krishna. And this is what Mudrukunda says in this famous verse which Jiva Goswami says. He says, when the conditioned life of a soul comes to the end, when this is your last performance, Sharangatagu, on the stage of materialism, when it comes to the end, then you will meet devotees. And while being in the association of devotees, your matihi, means your inclination to serve Krishna, becomes stabilized. So just stay in the association of devotees and you will get this matihi, this inclination. Our problem is we don't want to serve. We have no inclination. Or sometimes we give up this inclination. We become covered by despondency, niedergeschlagenheit, and other such things. We just look at the wall. But stay with devotees, the good devotees, niedergeschlagenheit. That's such a heavy German word. Your despondency will go. Oh, I'm getting so inspired. I want to give a totally different lecture, but we stop here. So let us put the Bhagavatam not to rest. Let it stay open. We will need it. Let us chant our prayers and then I will quickly go with you through the first class in our little seminar. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta
Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacare Sadanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Viri Priye Panchakalpataru Vaisya Kripa Shindu Vaivacha Aditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sina Singha, Jaina Singha, Jaya Jaya Nishingha Dev, Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Vringa, Shiparadna Shingadeva Ki. I would like to welcome all of you to this first session of our 3 days seminar on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates and their teachings, especially those teachings which are relevant for our Vaishnav association and the attempt to build a very powerful, satisfying community amongst Vaishnavas. In this first session, you will learn the very first basis of Vaishnava understanding, that is the purification of the heart and how that can be done. I think we all know that association amongst devotees can give us the greatest benefit, as we have heard from Ramanujacharya and Muchukunda in the Bhagavatam. The greatest benefit of the association of devotees is that our inclination, in German language, unsere Neigung, to serve Krishna becomes awakened, nourished and strengthened. When we have good association with devotees, we want to serve like anything. If our association is not proper, we don't feel that inclination. In fact, we have seen many devotees who suffered from bad association and left the devotional service, that we have seen with our own eyes. So, what is the basis of good association? It's the purification of the heart. And we will hear about this and how this can be done. I also want to greet my very large audience on the who listen to recorded lectures. Please, this is very important, this seminar for you. Please listen with 2 ears, not with 1 ear closed. 1 ear should gather the information from the Shastras, and another ear you should listen to all those subtle hints which you will get, which help you to apply these teachings to purify your heart and have a wonderful association of
with devotees, which will strengthen your matihi, your inclination to serve. Okay. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the attendance of the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, come to him. The chief attendant was Kashi Mishra. He was something like the temple commander of the of Lord Jagannath's temple, and he had a whole group of them to manage this temple. There was a huge amount of servants necessary. Today we have 20,000 servants in the Jagannath Puri temple. 20,000. That's an army of servants. So Mahaprabhu called the chief attendants of, and he asked them, I want with all my associates brooms and water pots, because I want to clean the temple of Gundicha. Every year there is a Rathayatra procession where the Lord Jagannath leaves the main temple and visits for some time the Gundicha temple, which is surrounded by well-kept gardens. And Mahaprabhu wanted to clean that temple so that Lord Jagannath would move into a very clean temple. This temple would be empty for the whole year, except for this one occasion where Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra would come on the throne. So this cleaning of the temple was not done previously. It was not a, it's not a festival mentioned in that work, the oldest work where the Rathayatra festival is mentioned. That's the Skanda Purana. It's a very ancient Purana, and there Lord Jagannath, Rathayatra, and everything is explained, but not the Gundicha Majanam, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. That was a festival of Prahlad Nishina. Hare Krishna, good morning. That was a festival which was created just by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's totally new. It's a new festival. It's not in the canon of the Vedic scriptures. So the attendants thought, wow, the Lord creates a new festival. We are for it. You know, and they supplied the Lord with jarus. Jarus are these typical Indian brooms. You know, they come, they are composed of little sticks, you know, people like this. In Vrindavan, they are very prominent, these broomsticks. He then got the water pots and everything, and then he called his his own devotees and said, listen very closely to what I have to say to you. First of all, sit down. And he set the devotees down and he made two rows, long rows of associates. Then the Lord sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw and dirty things and sand. And he said, I have asked you to clean the Gundicha temple, and now I will inspect you. I shall assess everyone's collection of dirt, and those who have collected less will have to pay a fine in sweet cakes. I don't know if I explained it nicely. Mahaprabhu had his associates clean the whole place. You know, and who of you have been in Puri? Oh, that's a good substantial number. It's one third maybe of you. In Puri, you know, there is wind, there's sand, and everywhere everything gets quickly sandy. So you have to also always do the Jaru Seva. You can imagine if a place was not swept for one whole year, it will be full of dust and straw. And, you know, it's like city town, a coastal town, and so on. So after they had done the cleaning, and I'm today a little bit late, so I can't describe to you the cleaning in detail. He set them all down and he said, "Now I will see how good you are. I will assess you in Deutsch Beurteilen. I will see how much every one of you has collected dirt, and you know, and then those of you who have done less, you have to buy sweet cakes and distribute them." In this way, all the quarters of Gundicha temple were cleansed and appeared as fresh as a fully purified mind. And here for the first time we get a hint of what is going on here. When the mind is pure, it is very fresh, very energetic. A person with a pure mind seems to always smile and have like a light coming from him, you know. Someone who has an impure mind does not smile. And he is gloomy as the tomb in Kopf. So the devotees had cleansed the temple and it looked like a fully purified mind. Acha, we get a hint. This cleansing has something to do with the mind. That's the hint which we get. When the waters from the different rooms were let out, and they had sprinkled also water all over, they appeared like rivers who met and then rushed towards the ocean. Outside the gateways of the temple, and the roads were also cleansed. So Prabhupada, in his purport to this text, he writes, he connects this lila with what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had in his mind when he asked all his devotees to do the cleaning. Prabhupada said, one should receive Krishna in one's heart, but first one needs to wash the heart by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The Bhagavata mentions another method. It says that by regularly hearing the messages of Krishna, it's called Krishna Katha, Krishna, who is seated in the heart, helps the devotees to clean the dirty heart. It seems Krishna takes up the jaru, the broom, when you hear Krishna Katha, and he becomes very active in your heart, and he then sweeps. And because some of you are very new, I can see, and if I talk in a language which is too difficult, I fear I lose you. And one pujari was resting because he got up too 2 o'clock in the morning. So I want to make this very clear. There are two processes to clean the heart. One is chanting Hare Krishna, but the other, which is also very important, is to listen to Krishna Katha. Because, listen to this, it's very difficult to clean the heart. You have a dirty heart since many lifetimes, Govinda. This is not the problem of Govinda, only of Govinda Dev, of all of us. But because he's the most humble, I can take him as an example. We all have a very, very, very dirty heart. There's so much material activities. You know, it's not that you just dress in a dhoti or a zari and say, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Bhogya, finished, the heart is clean. No, 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 no. There are many things inside which you carry from the last life into here. What to speak of this life? It's very dirty and it's very difficult to take that out by our own self. Huh? Psychologists always try to give a little tip and to give a little, but they also, you know, it's very difficult to help the person. But they don't even address the problem of spiritual therapy where you have to remove all the dirt. That means the material desires. Hare Krishna. An example has been given. It's as difficult as washing coal. The more you wash coal. Have you ever tried to wash coal? I don't think anyone has tried it. Get black, 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 black. I could spend the rest of my lecture here saying black, black. It's so dirty in the heart. And you can go on washing like anything. There are two processes. Chant and then very important, and I believe that is the essence of my seminar here. Svakata Krishna. You have to listen about Krishna. We will listen about Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And then Krishna personally helps you. And then everything is easy. Everything is difficult for us. But nothing is difficult for Krishna. It's like that. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, these two processes must go parallel to each other. That is, chanting the holy name and hearing about Krishna's pastimes. Just like Krishna, all this comes with his Svarup Shakti, his inner energy, his personal energy, who is that? Radharani. A devotee, you know, the holy name has to be chanted. You have to hear Krishna's name and you have to hear his pastimes. If you don't do this, you will not be Krishna conscious, but you will be Maya conscious. You will think of your thoughts and everything. You have to have an idea about Krishna and you have to think about him regularly, and then when you chant you will glorify Krishna and in a conscious way, and you will not be unconscious in your chanting and disconnected. So two things are necessary. Krishna then, who's already seated in the heart, will help you out. This pastime is very so important. Before Jagannath Krishna appears, the Gundicha temple must be cleansed. In other words, before Krishna will appear in your heart must be cleansed. Krishna showed this. Before he appeared in the womb of Devaki in Mathura, the heart of Devaki had to be purified from the 6 enemies: lust, greed,
anger, illusion, envy, and more. Madness.
Before Krishna appeared in Devaki's womb, this had to be cleansed. Now, how was that cleansed? How was the heart cleansed of Devaki?
Balaram Nithananda, Balaram Hare Krishna.
When we said Balaram, you entered the temple.
Balaram had appeared in the heart of Devaki and cleansed the heart so that Krishna would appear.
Balaram personally took out these remaining contamination of lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy, and madness. He personally purified this, and this will have to be done in all of our cases. All of our hearts will have to be purified so that Krishna can appear. Otherwise, he does not come. He doesn't sit on it in a dirty place. It's not his way. He will not sit down. I have seen in Vrindavan, there was one Brahmana. Whenever he would sit down somewhere, he would have a servant, you know, wipe this place, and then he had something which Prabhupada's sister also did. He sprinkled Ganga water where he sat down to purify it. Do you know that Vishima, Prabhupada's sister, always had a bottle of Ganga water? It was very endearing when she would use a rickshaw or anything. She would first purify the rickshaw with Ganga water. Then only she would sit down and then go. So in the same way, Krishna, because if a Brahmana does this cleanse before he sits, cleanse his city place, Krishna will also much more demand a pure place in the heart. He wants a pure place, not a dirty place, all kinds of anattas. So we have to purify the heart of anattas. And for this, we must become one-pointed. One goal, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Ekiha Guru Nandana. Then we will know this is important. And for this goal, to reach Krishna, I will even try to purify my heart. But you can't do it alone. This is the point. You can't do it alone. It's there's too much stuff in the heart. You need Krishna's help. You need to, and he helps when you chant and hear about him from the Bhagavatam. So, but there is another process, and I want to bring this other process to your attention. I think you all know, again he says, chant Hare Krishna, listen Bhagavatam, it's so boring, I've heard it so often, I fall asleep at this second, you know, but is there not something else, please? Yes, there is. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that our heart is like a mirror which needs to be cleansed every day from the dust. The dust is these anattas. Anattas, these unessential desires, you know. He says, by the association with devotees, we come to the stage of faith and then anatta nivritti. the association of devotees, if it's done properly, and how to do this we will learn in the seminar, will help you that you can advance and become free from your anattas. Thus, is removed, because by that association you develop this desire. I want to serve Krishna. Starting with, I want to learn this chanting. I want to hear about Krishna. This is Srinvata Swakata Krishna. These are the first two processes of devotional service. To hear about Krishna and to chant His holy name. No? Hear from the Bhagavatam, hear the holy name. This is the problem, my dear devotees. We don't really want to do it. We are not interested in this. I can see this when I give Bhagavatam classes. The devotees are sometimes so unwilling to listen that they just seem to be just so bored, you know, not interested in these wonderful, wonderful subject matters. There is something in us. It switches off. No. This is a cha-cha melody. We do the no-no cha-cha. But we have to hear. It's a devotion. It's a process how to wake up. And how we can overcome Maya, who has firmly in us in the grip. What is the sign that you are in Maya? You have a weakness of the heart, you make offenses, you are full of material desires, and you have an illusion about spiritual knowledge. You're not clear about what it is. Does this sound familiar to you? Do you sometimes have a weak heart, Gokula? Weak heart means you just don't have the strength in you to go forward. Do we sometimes make offenses? Do we have material desires? Do we have illusion about spiritual knowledge? Of course, we have this. These are the two potencies of Maya who work on our heart. They can only be overwhelmed if each one of you makes a firm decision to have good association of devotees and then to hear and chant. And this is what we will learn from the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if you want to make advancement, now I'm getting very practical to you, fasten your seat belts. The first thing you need to understand is who you are. And not theoretically, but practically, you need to be convinced, I'm an eternal soul. I'm not the body and the mind. The body and the mind can make any show they want. I'm not that. I'm just different from it. Let my karma still go on, whatever it is, but I'm different. I'm different. You cannot have an illusion about your identity. And the second thing is, you must be clear about the Lord. You must know the 64 qualities of Krishna, how He is so grateful, how He is so bhakta vatsala, so much a friend of a devotee. You must meditate about these qualities, especially about the mercy of Krishna. You must be clear about what is the goal of your spiritual life. And satya, you must, this satya and the sadhana, what practices you must do. And all this we will learn. Don't, if it gets too much for you, young devotees, don't worry. It will become very clear. So this is something which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see. He wanted to see his devotees taking a broom in their hand and cleansing the temple. And his idea was, by sending them into this exercise, I will call it, they would learn to cleanse the temple of their heart. When I give seminars now, we give many seminars all over the world. We are just now preparing a seminar in Hong Kong for the Chinese devotees. Yes, because in China it's difficult to do. They shoot you with a bullet or they cut your tongue out the mouth. So we will do it before the doors of China, that they all can come. And so on, and no danger for them. We have a lot of active learning exercises. Active learning is you learn something while you do something. I had once a devotee, a seminar in Schönau, in the Verden Academy. There were many people who, there was something on, I forgot, maybe the six Goswamis and their teachings, maybe. Or it was Nectar of Instruction, one of the two things. And there was one person who was very intelligent, a student, but who could not finish his work. Actually, she was a woman's student, her examination work, some paper. So I said, look at the Goswamis, they are so determined, and they wrote this book, Nectar of Instruction, where they speak about enthusiasm, and I talked how you can get your motivation back in place. That's also the subject of the new Stern. Stern is a German magazine. It's about motivation. Yesterday I was in the hospital and I saw this cover of the magazine Stern. It's about motivation. People think about motivation or enthusiasm. But she said, I'm not motivated to finish my university, and I want to finish, but I don't have this any longer. So I said, alright. In the afternoon we will have an active learning exercise. We will go on a walk, and while we are on a walk we will discuss, you will all have a verse. I will print out a verse for you, and then we will go to one place and you will tell me what you learned about your verse. So we walked, and there was this path. It was going next to the mountain, and then this path was interrupted by something which was a little bit like a ditch. Do you understand? Ditch, graben. No? So this was the path, and then you would come to a place where the path was interrupted, and there was this broad, ditch, graben. And we all jumped over this graben, over this ditch, with the exception of this person. Why don't you jump? I asked. I can't do it. I said, it's like you examine your doctorate thesis. You can't jump, huh? Yes, it's exactly like this. Something is holding me back. Then I said, okay, Mataji, this is a case for you. And I posted one Mataji here, another Mataji there, another Mataji there, and another Mataji there, and I said, jump. Because we would have to go back for 2-4 hours if this person wouldn't take the path. For 2 hours. Oh. She said, I can't. I said, please, if you don't jump, we all have to jump back over this ditch, and we all have to go there, and it takes a long time. Came home. I said, why don't you hold the hand of these Matjis? They will pull you over. Okay, I try it. I close my eyes and said yes. And then we said, jump, and she jumped. They pulled her over, no problem. And we could go. After some time, I asked, so what did you learn? You know, everyone had a verse, and they had to meditate about it on the walk, and everyone said their lesson. And then this person came. The person said, I have learned in the association of devotees, everything is possible. Okay, that's it. Then you have taken something from, it's called active learning, you know, she has no doubt any longer. And when something goes wrong in this person's life, she always has association with devotees. She is a yoga teacher somewhere in Germany, and reads and chants, a very good devotee. And, yeah. So, active learning. I want to all request you to do some active learning during your stay here in Singhachalam, during this Nishina festival. Please try to work on your association with devotees. There will be many who will come. I think, Govindadev, you must have an estimation about how many do we expect? More than 100, isn't it? 300 devotees. It's a wonderful opportunity for each single one of you to have good association amongst each other. That is, to serve the devotees. Starting with general kindness to the devotees, you should be kind to them. They need anything, give them prasadam, give them gifts, and most important, try to have good Krishna conscious conversations with them, because in this katha, in this talks, Krishna becomes manifested. Also, be there for the programs, then we chant all together, when we listen about Krishna, there will be various exalted devotees who will give lectures. Be there, listen with two ears. One is to hear the information, the other is how will I apply this in my life. And make this a festival which will be just wonderful for you, which will give you a boost in your spiritual life, and so on. And one thing is outside, take the medicine to do this Rasayana Katha, this hearing about Krishna, so that the illusions will go, who is Krishna, and you will be able to think of him when you hear about him. Most of the Hare Krishnas don't read, somehow the non-reading species. The whole world reads, but not the devotees. They don't read their spiritual literature. And that is very bad, because only by hearing about Krishna you will get this Rasayana Katha, this medicine which will wake you up from the dead people, which will make you connected with Krishna. Very good. So we will here this afternoon, we will start with wait a minute. This afternoon will be it will be very intense. Either Damodar Pandit or Gadadhar Pandit. I'm not yet sure. I have to watch you a little bit throughout the day and then decide who's there and who needs what medicine. Damodar Pandit is the most. That's quite intense. I want to thank you very much. I will end my class here. I think we are a little late, but we can have one or two questions. Then we will finish.
How long is the walk? Du kannst auch in Deutsch fragen. Ich verstehe die Frage nicht. Wie lange der ein Spaziergang ist? Aha! Hare Krishna. Around the farm, you mean? You can do short walks for 20 minutes. Or if you want to go on the road, you can have, it takes you 8 rounds. That is about 1 hour. Yeah. You're the first time here. This is touristic information. Yes, yes, one can walk here. Yes, welcome to walk here. Die jungen Leute von heute. Ja, nice. Is there a philosophical question? Yes, now I turn to... He says, no, it's very important. When you're at a place, you want to know how is the place, you know. Yes. Hare Krishna. First question was, I will repeat it for the recordings. You mentioned that Balaram came and purified the womb of Devaki. How will Balaram work in our heart? You must know one thing about Balaram. Two things you must know. He has a plow. Plow is used in a field to make this field ready to receive seeds and to take also the weeds out. You use the plow. Yes. So Balaram does this in our case. He uses his plow to weed the weeds, and so that we can receive the seeds of Krishna consciousness through what is called the Balaram Tattva or the Guru Tattva. Tattva means a certain truth. The truth of the Guru is that if you associate with the Guru, he cleanses your heart. That is what is his work in all of our cases. That's the secret work of the Guru. He cleanses our heart by his instructions, by just the way he behaves with us. He wants to cleanse our heart. That is, when I think of my exalted spiritual master, that's the first thing which comes to my mind. When I stand before Prabhupada, Vyasa Puja, I know he wants to know how is my heart, how do I feel, what do I express towards Krishna consciousness, how do you appreciate our Krishna consciousness. That's how he used to ask it, his Vyasa Puja. So he wanted to hear what the devotees learned, how pure is the heart. When we come before Prabhupada, that it's clear. He always look. He sometimes is quite insistent on cleansing the heart. And sometimes we don't want this. Sometimes we want to stay also a little far away from our Guru because we are afraid of this cleansing the heart. We are a little bit afraid of when will he start with his work on my heart. You know, because Balaram Tattva is doing that, and the Guru is inspired by Balaram. He's connected with Balaram. Through him, you know, the Balaram Tattva works on us, the plowing of the heart. That's a very good question. How Balaram works? Through the Guru, he works. He works. When we approach our spiritual master, we should approach with the desire to get spiritual training. Very important. You had already one question. Let me see if there are other questions. Hare Krishna, I'm maybe not loud enough. Hello. Let us check if there are other questions. Dankeschön für deine Frage, aber ich müsste noch sehen, ob andere auch noch Fragen haben, und dann kommen wir zu deiner zurück. So, is there another question? Yes. I'm sorry, you came here?
Yeah.
Yes.
To live here,
yes.
I was looking for the association of the devotees. For example, when I was practicing with Krishna consciousness at home, so it was really difficult. But I don't know if I can stay here, I don't know, or maybe I have to go back to Austria. But what do you suggest to people who are living far from the house? For example, in my case, it's 2.5 hours with the car. I cannot come here so regularly when I'm in Austria, for example. So what do you suggest? So coming here only for festivals, or because you say association of the Buddhists is so important, or should you move to a temple directly? It's not so easy all the time.
There are ways of associating with devotees which work even when we are distant from devotees. That is hearing from devotees. And I think that's maybe the best thing in our modern technology, that there are these recordings, MP3 recordings, so you can hear, but still sometimes you need to be with good devotees, not just devotees who have that inspirational shakti, who are a little bit mature in their spiritual life, but then you can go and you can listen wherever you live. But I think something will happen as you become more advanced in Krishna consciousness. It will be almost infectious. There will be people who become interested. You will see, it's magic. When you become a little bit mature, you will attract people who have some qualification for Krishna consciousness, and then you will be able to form a little circle and Freundeskreis, Deutsch, a spiritual circle around you, and you can meet and discuss the various subjects of devotional service. That you will see when you grow up in Krishna consciousness. So I would recommend you. I do not know your life situation. I always think it's good to stay for some time in a temple and just learn everything, so that it becomes, das ist ein, it's Blut übergeht, ne? Fleisch und Blut übergeht, sagt man in Deutsch, that it becomes natural for you. And then, when you know the program, when you've learned how to live, rising, having, waking up with Krishna in the morning, first thing is Krishna, 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 Nishinadev, and then learning a little the scriptures, hearing everything. And in our temple we learn everything like it's really active learning. We learn the whole devotional program just by living it,
just by living in this atmosphere. Then, if your life is such that you live outside, maybe have a work or marry or whatever, then you know the program and you will see somehow there will be. I have seen this as because I'm now a little old. Wherever I go, I can immediately start to speak about Krishna. I meet all these people who are interested. It's on the airplane. It's in the. Because it has become so natural for me to talk about this, and then people are the people just are coming. It's natural, and that happens with everyone. It's not. You don't need to be practicing this for a long time, but maybe for some time stay, and then see after some time what is your path in life, and then see how to proceed in life. But and then have association through the chanting. Through listening. And also Prabhupada said you can associate with me by reading my books. But all this will be to associate in Vani, in my humble experience and opinion, is only possible if you have first some close association with someone. Then it's easy. I know there's one more question. Ich weiß, es gibt noch eine Frage. But it is 9:30 already. Wir können uns die ja aufheben für das Seminar, nicht? Und dann notiere die bitte und dann beantworten wir sie dann. Gut. I want to thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful festival. And I'm so happy. Thank you, Govinda Dev, for giving me the chance to talk about these wonderful subjects. It was Govinda Dev's idea to this title, ne? Du wolltest irgendwas mit Devote Gemeinschaft und so. Ja. Gut. When is the seminar? Which time?
7
o'clock in the evening. Oh, gut. Machen wir den ganzen Tag. Kann man einfach sagen. 7 o'clock we meet again latest. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Krishna.